Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar every day after receiving from Turning Point, pray more on your own. Welcome also to Tuesday, January 21, as usual. Open your hand to receive today's blessings. Hold our 2025 expectation list with you. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. Everyone going out today, you shall walk to unsolicited blessings. I see a big light up flashing in my spirit, waiting miracle, waiting miracle. That will become your portion today. All you listed for God to intervene in 2025 shall be done. They will all become testimonies. Now let's do this. Do you have the anointing oil nearby with you? What of your anointed mantle or a bottle of water? Hold all of them together. I want to pray over them with you. We'll receive it and things will begin to happen. Okay, hold them. If you don't have yours nearby, receive the prayer all the same. When it is more convenient for you, please hold them and then play this message back. I prophesy. I bless the oil in your hand. I bless the anointed mantle. I bless the water. These are faith provokers. They are not magical. They are miracle releasing agents. I prophesy this oil shall release healing virtues, shall release deliverance virtues. As the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and healing virtues flowed to her. And the Paul's apron and handkerchief were taken and laid on the sick, and they recovered. As Elisha picked up Elijah's mantle and divided River Jordan, as Samuel poured oil on David, and the Spirit of God entered him, empowered him to kill Goliath. I speak over this miracle instrument in your hand. You will be commanding strange miracles. From now on, begin to operate in signs and wonders. Anything, anytime, anywhere you anoint, heaven will announce. Anyone you pray for with the oil, lay your mantle and give the water, they will be healed. Things will turn around in your favor. Acts chapter 19 verse 11 says, and God wrought special miracles in the hand of Paul the apostle. It is not your turn. Receive power to do special miracles. Lay the mantle and anoint with oil. Sprinkle the water. As God lays in your heart, signs and wonders will be happening everywhere you go. You are returning with testimonies in Jesus' name. Say amen. Please anoint yourself, anoint your head, your ears, your eyes, your hands, your leg, any part of your body with pain, anoint it. Anoint your children, husband, anoint your wife, wife, anoint your husband, lay mantle and prophesy to each other's life. Any instrument or gadget, machine giving you problem, anoint, lay mantle, speak God's word to them, prophesy your desire, it will happen. In Jesus' name. Please do this from time to time as the Holy Ghost lays it on your heart. January 21 celebrant, your birthday prayers, you are blessed. Oh, your birthday is blessed. God will add days to your age and add days to your age. You will live well. Happy birthday in Jesus' name. Listeners, let's move on to teaching segments. First one today. Good morning, Daddy, and my wonderful family. Here is my question. From Exodus 11 verse 2, why did God use the word borrow when he knows that they will not return the gift to the Egyptians back to them? Thank you, Daddy. Wow. You are referring to the incident that happened on the Passover night when the Jews were to leave Egypt. It was not God that used the word borrow. It was the Bible interpreters. The Bible was written originally in Aramaic. So in trying to interpret, they used different way to interpret the word depending on the interpreter. For instance, it was King James Version that used the word borrow, that rendered it borrow. If you check on other versions of the Bible, Exodus 11 verse 2, check it in different version. For instance, the Message Bible Version put it this way, tell the people to ask. He did not use the word borrow. The same thing with LBT, Living Bible Translations. It also used the word, tell the people to ask. He did not use the word borrow. In our spoken language too, you can use different words, expression, to describe the same thing, and you will still be right. But the truth is that God wanted the Jews to be compensated for all the years of slavery and servitude in the land of Egypt as they left that night. Same way, I prophesy, God will compensate all my listeners for all your losses, all the exploitations, in Jesus' name. Next, good morning, Daddy. Please, what can I do to forgive and forget someone that did very painful thing to me, both spiritual and physical? Wow, do what the Lord Jesus Christ taught us to do. Read it in Mark 11, verses 25 and 26. Forgive those who trespass against you or hurt you in any way. But the wound of the heart will heal completely. Then read and do what Jesus taught us to do. Matthew 18, verses 15 to 17. All listeners, please read that passage. He said, go to him or her, the two of you alone. Open your heart and discuss. If he apologized or give satisfactory explanation, let it end there. That talking together is therapeutic, is healing. It brings healing to the heart. So, even if you still remember, it does not hurt anymore. That is Jesus' prescription, and that is the ultimate. Everyone listening to me today, if you have anyone, including your spouse, your boss, your friends, your neighbors, that had hurt you deeply, ask God to give you the grace, humble yourself, call that person, meet and discuss. If they apologize, or they say they are sorry, or give explanation, let it end there. It brings healing to the wounded heart. Next, I belong to a church where condemnation of other churches is the order of the day. Though an ordained minister there, I left there quietly as led by the Holy Spirit, but still maintain a bit of my financial support for the church. But up till now, the GO still forward messages and my past pictures taken there in the church to me. Daddy, what can I do? Wow, you did the right thing by quietly leaving such a spiritual environment where the pastor mounts the pulpit and the only regular message and sermon is criticizing other churches, other pastors, their doctrines and their practices, disparaging fellow ministers. That's a polluted spiritual atmosphere. The spirit and the lives of members under him shall be affected severely. They will all eventually become very critical. They will harbor hatred and condemnation to other people. It's a terrible spirit. It's a deceptive, satanic spirit. As to sending messages to you, it's a subtle method to want you back. Please block his number. Block it off and stop sending financial support. What you should not do is criticizing or explaining why you left there to other people, especially to members that are still there, except those who comes to you for genuine counsel. Put that past behind you. You are a minister of God yourself. Hope my fellow pastors and minister colleagues will learn from this. We do not compete, we complement each other. A, stop criticizing and abusing other pastors on social media. They are making grave mistakes. Please, every one of us, face your own calling, your own business, and wish others well. Next, good morning, sir. Please, I want to know if it is possible for me to get some sand and stones. Can it be sent to me through the Ibadan Onitsha buses? I will pay. Wow, which one is sand and stone to be paid for? I don't understand. Are there men of God that pray over sand and stone to sell to people and collect money for praying over sand and stone? Are there some people who also take this one and pray? That is deception, extortion, and also diabolical. We see all kinds of things on social media these days. TPGF members and listeners, to Turning Point, never, never, never let anyone sell sand, stone, oil, water, mantle, or whatever to you in the name of doing spiritual work or praying for you is all lies, extortion, and deception. Don't let anyone, in the name of prayer, cast a spell on you, hypnotize you, and put you under bondage. Anything outside of God's word, apart from tithe, offering, and seed we sow for the expansion of God's kingdom, is out of portion. Don't send money to anyone to pray for you or do special work for you. All such practices are occultic, diabolical, fetish, and outrightly satanic. Don't go near. Jesus is enough. God's word is enough. And what we are receiving on Turning Point, this platform, is enough. We will do more on this tomorrow. I hope we have been blessed. Forward this to all of your contacts. Let what is blessing you bless everyone connected to you. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain in our Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m. as usual. Living Space Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the Fish Market, Abuja. Telephone numbers for more inquiries, 0806-133-288. Thursday is the prayer mountain in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo Centers. Two services will run concurrently on Thursday in all those places, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Our prayer focus on Prayer Mountain this week in Abuja and all other places is anointing for connection and relationship. January anointing oil for new things in the new year. An anointed mantle shall be given out freely for praying and provoking God's power to work. Now I invite all TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos to the first diet of our Bible College this year. SECOM. It runs only for 8 days, weekdays, and 5 weekends for those who cannot afford weekdays and do weekend. It will start February 3 for weekdays, 8:30 a.m., and then February 8, 8 a.m. for weekend edition. For more information, SMS or send a chat to 0803-909-2578 or 0806-478-8392. They will explain to you. Take advantage. 8 days Bible college or 5 weekends. We could change you. I prophesy to everyone's life today, the power of God rest on you. The grace of God walk with you. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.